Despite the bounce in today's news poll, Tony Abbott's position as leader remains vulnerable. Earlier this month, 39 Liberal MPs voted for a spill. The number would be significantly higher now. A steady stream of leaks continues to undermine the Prime Minister. Several MPs are frustrated by some of his recent decisions and voiced their concerns in a meeting today. For his part, Tony Abbott has dismissed some of the criticism as a storm in a teacup. But he does concede that there are people out to damage and destroy his government. From Canberra, James Glenday reports.
Coalition MPs have long been fearful about replicating the mistakes of the Rudd-Gillard-Rudd era. But it's now obvious the Prime Minister's grasp on power is being actively undermined by a steady stream of leaks.
Plainly, there is this desire on the part of some to damage and destroy this government.
This morning, Tony Abbott was faced with two leaked letters written by Liberal Party Treasurer Philip Higginson. The letters referred to a conflict of interest created by the marriage of the Prime Minister's powerful Chief of Staff Peter Credlin and the Federal Director of the Liberal Party, Brian Loughnane.
How this party ever let a husband and wife team into those two key roles is a complete mystery,
Mr. Higginson writes.
It brings about a reluctance towards open and trusting lines of communication and, dare I say it, retribution.
Many Liberal MPs have long campaigned to have Ms. Credlin sacked, but the Prime Minister won't do it.
I'm aware of that particular storm in a teacup. I stand by my team. I stand by my cabinet colleagues, my parliamentary colleagues. I stand by my staff.
But the Prime Minister didn't stand by his chief whip. And in today's Liberal Party Room meeting, backbencher Don Randall asked Tony Abbott why veteran MP Philip Ruddock was sacked from the position. MPs have told PM it was an awkward moment. Many feel Mr. Ruddock was a scapegoat following the failed leadership spill. During the meeting, MPs also raised concerns about the way the next generation of submarines were to be built and the recent criticisms of the Human Rights Commissioner, Gillian Triggs. It's clear more Liberals don't think the Prime Minister has listened or learned. In question time, Deputy Labor Leader Tanya Plibersek asked Tony Abbott what he was going to do.
Given today's report that seven Cabinet Ministers have abandoned the Prime Minister, and given the Prime Minister had no issues in moving quickly to sack the father of the House as his chief whip, will the Prime Minister be sacking any of his Cabinet colleagues for the recent stream of leaks which have been squarely targeted at the Prime Minister?
Opposition leader Bill Shorten continued that theme, safe in the knowledge his job is secure until the next election.
Does the Prime Minister agree that the stream of leaks that we're now seeing from inside the government is a sign of just how betrayed by this government even good Liberal people feel?
In that question, Mr. Shorten was trying to draw parallels with the past.
I am quoting the member for Warringah, 24th of November 2010. I'm quoting the Prime Minister's own words about the stream of leaks, and
there
I'm reminding
no
him of his own medicine.
And the question is out of order.
The questions might have been out of order, but Tony Abbott did get to respond.
What we have seen from members opposite today is a complete fixation with Canberra insider beltway gossip.
He says he's just getting on with governing. But while his colleagues are spreading the gossip, it's hard to see how he can recover. Some MPs are privately mulling the possibility of a mid-year leadership change, well after the New South Wales state election and the budget.
James Glenday.